everyone, and welcome back to Admission Insight, a podcast series designed to give your family tips and insight into the independent school application process. This is Sharon Jarbo. I'm co-host of this series, and I'm sitting here at the Pennington School with my colleague, Billy Hockey.
Hey, hi,
Billy.
Sharon. Hey, Sharon. Hey.
And today, our topic is financial aid.
So you say you want to apply. Private school, we're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
So I think financial aid will always be a hot button topic in our field of independent schools. The Enrollment Management Association conducted a recent survey of thousands of families who expressed an interest in independent schools, and their number one concern about taking this journey was the financial aspects. 92% said they were concerned about the financial commitment of our schools. So as a body of schools, we have responded by creating very generous financial aid budgets. For the Pennington School and many schools like us, financial aid is the number two line item in our budgets. In fact, most financial aid budgets have done nothing but increase during recent years, and part of this is in response to a trend that's been occurring for at least the past 15 years, which is that tuition rates have been increasing four times faster than the average income levels in this country. So the interest in financial aid and the need for financial aid has definitely been on the rise.
Absolutely. And, you know, at Pennington, we see about 50% of our applicants applying for financial aid. And of that number, about 30% are actually qualifying. So financial aid is a tool that these schools are using to create socioeconomic diversity, racial, ethnic diversity, and just providing opportunities for students to attend these independent schools who wouldn't otherwise be able to do so because of financial limitations. You know, and that diversity enriches the life of all of our students and faculty members, which is why schools are taking such a strong commitment to financial aid.
Right. So if your family is interested in financial aid, probably the best thing to do is to start on all of the schools that you're interested in. Just pop onto our websites and click the links for financial aid. Most schools use an outside service, most commonly either SSS or TADS, to assess a family's needs. Why? Well, an outside service is impartial, they're unbiased, and they're completely dedicated to this. A really frequently asked question is, so if I make this amount, am I going to qualify, and for how much? And the truth is that it's a difficult question for us to answer because need is based on an algorithm. And the four primary factors that will be assessed by an outside service are your income, your assets, your debt, and your monthly or annual expenses. So Billy, what's some of the paperwork that a family applying for financial aid should kind of get organized?
Families will need their most recent pay stubs and W-2 forms, and they'll also need last year's 1040 tax returns. So the reason we use last year's tax returns is because you won't have this year's tax information filed by our deadline, which is February 1st. And we hold families tight to that February 1st deadline. That way, we can give you your admission decision and financial aid decision on March 10th together.
So that tax piece can really confuse families. And it's true, financial aid is actually based on an estimate that is formulated from the previous year's taxes. When the current year's taxes are available, usually later in the spring, well after awards have been allocated, you submit those and we look at them for any discrepancies. But almost always the awards stay the same. It's rare that there's a discrepancy.
Also, you know, the reason we want families to make sure they get their financial aid application in by February 1st is because we're allocating our budget at that time. So if you don't let us know that you're going to need financial aid until March or April, at that point, the budget's going to be gone. So that's why we encourage families to make sure that they're financial aid application is submitted prior to February 1st.
That's right. Great advice.
So families often ask, are awards just for 1 year?
So actually they are. Each family gets an award for the following school year. However, schools all budget. Once a family comes in, say you come in at about 50% on financial aid, 50% of tuition. In our budgets, in our minds, we will have that budgeted for 4 years. It is not an automatic because you will reapply each and every year. And if your income and financial situation really improved, then perhaps we can reduce your award a little bit. But similarly, if you've hit a stumbling block in your finances and things aren't as good and you need more of a financial aid award, then we will increase it appropriately. But we plan on a full journey with you.
So a family who doesn't start off on financial aid could, in essence, qualify down the road if things changed.
Absolutely. And all returning families are reminded of the financial aid deadline in case it's a year during which they feel that they might need to apply.
Okay. And so another question that families ask a lot is, if they qualify for financial aid, does that guarantee them an award?
So we really wish that it did. For all families who are interested in financial aid, obviously they feel some financial strain, and we wish we could relieve that burden. But not all families qualify for financial aid who apply, and then amongst those who do, resources are never adequate to cover all of the needs. So we prioritize. And within that prioritization, we're looking for which students we think are going to contribute the most to community and benefit the most from what we have to offer.
Absolutely. You know, we encourage you to do your research on the different schools that you're applying to and their financial aid policies. You know, we haven't talked about merit awards and scholarships. Look into the schools and see if they offer tuition assistance in the form of these merit awards. Some schools will operate strictly on a need-based financial aid policy, but those are the sorts of questions that you can be asking to the admission officers at the different schools and understanding their commitment to it, their budget, how many students, what percentage receive financial aid. It's going to differ from school to school, but don't be afraid to ask those questions.
Yes, and never feel isolated just because you need to apply for financial aid. That's why I shared the data at the beginning of this podcast that 92% of families are concerned about tuition, and 50% of those applying to Pennington and most independent schools will also apply for financial aid. So feel free to ask your questions. It's a lot of work to apply for financial aid. You have to gather a lot of receipts, and a lot of families just block out one afternoon a year to get it all done at once. But just know that it's a lot of work on our end too, and it is always worth it. It is through our financial aid budgets that we are very often able to make dreams come true, change lives, and open doors to incredible opportunities.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you.